From Spark and Anvil and Starforge, this is Ember, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ember is a moth tween in a chunky astronaut tunic, her soft wings glowing faintly as they settle quietly behind her. A warm cream color shimmers around her small, peaceful body. She carries a stack of white dwarf cards and a long, cooling timeline tracker rolled up in her pocket. Ember pays close, patient attention to old stars, the ones near the very end. A white dwarf cools across billions of years, she likes to say, soft and slow. It closes the stellar life cycle. Because Ember loves the quiet endings. The stars like our sun that don't go out with a giant bang, but finish gently, gradually, cooling down over an almost unimaginable stretch of time. To her, that slow, peaceful fade is one of the loveliest things in all the sky.
Ember came to love the quiet endings because they taught her not to be afraid of things winding down. Some of the other cast love the loud parts, she says gently. Wick loves the spark. Swell loves the great big swelling, and those are wonderful. But Ember, small and soft-winged, had always felt a little braced against endings, a little sad that anything so bright would ever have to stop. Then she watched a star fish, not explode, just finish. It shed its outer layers so tenderly, she remembers, glow warm at the memory, like a flower letting go of its petals, and they drifted out into this beautiful glowing cloud. And in the middle, all that was left was a tiny, calm, warm little heart, a white dwarf, settling in to cool, ever so slowly, for billions and billions of peaceful years. Ember smiles. It wasn't scary at all. It was the gentlest thing I'd ever seen. That's when I stopped bracing against endings. Some of them, I learned, are just a long, quiet, warm cooling down. And there's nothing to fear in that. Only rest.
Ember shook her head, a tiny, warm smile. Not all stars go boom. Some end very quietly. She showed a card of a big, puffy red star. This is a red giant. Our sun will become one someday. Then it gently pushes its outer layers away into this, a card with a beautiful, colorful, bubble-like cloud, a planetary nebula. It's pretty, said Pip, but where's the star? Ember pointed to a tiny bright dot at the cloud center. Right there. That's what's left, a white dwarf, the old star's heart. Super dense. Imagine squishing our whole sun down to the size of Earth. It's very hot when it forms, but it has no fuel left to burn, so it just cools. She traced her finger along the long tracker. Millions of years, then billions. Billions? Pip's bounce slowed. That's a really long time. It is, Ember agreed warmly. Imagine a warm cookie cooling on the counter, but a cookie that takes billions of years to go cold. It just keeps cooling. Slowly. Slowly. Eventually, in theory, it would become a black dwarf, but the universe isn't even old enough yet, so not one has ever finished cooling. They're all still out there, glowing faintly, cooling gently. The quiet ending for so many stars, like our sun will be. Pip stared down the long, long tracker. So, no big explosion, just a long, slow chill. Exactly, Ember said, and carefully rolled the tracker back up.
Pip stood quiet a moment, thinking about all those billions of years, and it made their own fast bouncing feel very small and very fast. Does that make you sad? They asked. Endings? Ember tucked her cards away, her soft glow steady and calm. Not anymore, she said. And as she settled her wings and readied herself for her next quiet task, a deep, peaceful warmth spread gently through Ember. The calm, unhurried, everything in its time feeling she loved best of all. Not the scared, braced feeling of long ago, but something soft and settled. The quiet gladness of knowing that even the brightest things get to rest at last, slowly and warmly and without any fear, glowing faintly on for billions of gentle years. That peaceful, cooling calm, the good, safe feeling of a gentle ending, was to Ember the most beautiful light in the whole enormous sky.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ember. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.